Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
So Shaquan, I've got a theory. Hey?
Mm-hmm.
I think Omale was inspired by Usher in this song.
Oh,
You must know that Omale situation.
No, I don't.
Of course you do, Shaquan. You do.
What are you talking about? Oh yeah, no, I remember because you had related to me,
yeah,
and I got
yeah.
to see the footage myself.
Yeah, yeah.
What was it?
It was cringe, right? It was.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. You know what we now?
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But don't worry, we'll get to you, madam. You mm-hmm. wait first. You're the special guest.
Yeah.
Wait. We had T-Pain, Wiz Khalifa, and Lily Allen on your playlist with 5 o'clock. We also checked out Usher with her boyfriend. It's 9:12. Run about this time. Every single Friday, we bring in people that you admire. We bring in people that you gossip about. We bring in people that make headlines. We bring in people that we follow for one or other reason.
Yeah.
Whether it is for the controversies mm-hmm. or whether it's just for their recipes.
Yeah.
Okay. And how nice they make the food look.
Come
good.
On.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, so you look at some of those things and you're just like, wait, is this the same chicken that I have in my house?
Dude.
So it can look like that.
I have the same spices. I have the same stove.
Right?
But it does not come out the way she makes it come
yeah,
out. Okay.
I hear you.
Boys and girls, young and old, we've got a foodie in the building. We've got a cook in the building. We've got someone that I've known for years, someone that Shaquan has known for years.
Phenomenal woman.
She has an infectious personality. Yes. She is way much more than the food.
Yeah.
But we are not going to say no to the food.
No,
ladies
never.
And gentlemen, boys and girls, please make some noise for Miss Bunny.
Yay. Good morning, Queen.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Happy Women's Girl.
Day.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
It's like
yes.
a full circle moment. I mean, what are the odds?
Yeah.
Right.
You guys have me. Oh,
no, but we already projected. Uh-huh. We saw the situation.
Yeah, yeah. And the perfect person
has to be
Miss Bunny.
Because
you're very vocal when it comes to also women's yeah. activities, women's rights, and just like pushing for your next queen. Let's give it to you right now.
Been
So check this out, Miss Bunny. Yeah. It's been a long time coming. And Shaquan and I, we obviously have an eye on and a pulse on everything that happens in this country. And you are one of the people that we've had a pulse on. We've been checking your journey. I've had a fortunate experience with you of touring with you.
Yeah. Wait, you guys did real good, right?
We did real good, you understand?
Mm.
And you've been consistent with this journey. And there was just no way that we were not going to give you your flowers and celebrate you
absolutely.
On Fresh Breakfast. How dare
guys,
we not?
I'm going to cry. Like, I'm a cry, so stop.
Yeah. Oh, today?
No, don't do that because, you know, yeah, I'm the cry baby. Then I'm going to join in because I can't let my queen stand by herself.
Yeah. Dare Fresh Breakfast to make you cry. We will get there.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for that.
But yeah, man, so today we are having a beautiful conversation with a very beautiful queen. You follow her, you admire her. A part of you wants to grow up and be like her when you grow up.
True.
But we're here to unpack and really get to know who Miss Bunny is. First things first, what is your name? I know that Miss Bunny.
No, I know my name is Miss Bunny.
Yeah. No, but like apart from that now. Okay, yeah.
Well, my name is Esther.
Esther. Powerful name.
I know.
Yeah.
But it's one of those names where it's like a franchise name. it's like a KFC.
It's everywhere.
I wanted discontinued in them, like Nando's. Yeah. Like no, every second person is Esther, but I understand. Mm. I understand.
It's a very powerful name.
Speaking of names, you know what? Like a little birdie tells me that actually in the beginning you had issues with being called Bunny.
No, never. I had an issue with being called Thaddeus' little sister.
Oh,
because I'm like, listen,
because Thaddeus was that famous one.
Yeah, I'm like, listen, I am my own person.
Yeah,
and I'm actually the coolest sibling, so I don't understand why they call me Thaddeus' little sister.
They gotta call him Bunny. Bunny's
older brother.
Yeah. Come on.
The tables have turned.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you're here.
So, Miss Bunny, if you had to describe yourself. Hmm. Using three of your favorite colors, what would those colors be?
Blue.
Okay.
Yellow. Because I'm very bright. Look at the smile.
Yeah.
And then pink. I think pink is such a loving and such a happy color. Yeah. Have you seen Barbie?
I mean, because of my daughter's
birth. It was hard not to. I was everywhere.
You know what I mean?
And so I but while I don't like attracting attention to myself,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm also that girl.
Like, yeah, no.
You can't help but notice.
Exactly.
So definitely pink.
I mean, so there's no way you're going to walk into a room and not notice a bunny. Or if she walks in and not notice her walking
absolutely.
In.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? Tell me about your family. If it's one thing that I've noticed, Bunny, about you, is that you have a very, very loving family. Or you guys have this incredible, incredible bond. Is it because of the influence of the godmother? Or explain this to us.
I think it's definitely my godmother. You know, growing up, my godmother is actually my mom's older sister.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So,
okay.
And then she raised me, so I grew up with her in Windhoek. And I've seen her raise, the way she raises, or the way she raised kids who were not hers, but yet she raised them with the same amount of love that she raised her own biological kids.
Yeah.
Like I could never differentiate. There was never a time when I felt like
an outsider.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And that is why even her stepsons, like, I regard them as my big brothers. Like, I don't go, people always ask, but Bunny, aren't you the last born? And I'm like, listen, it's complicated. It's complicated. Like, aren't you guys just three? I'm like, yeah, we are, but we are, yeah, it's hard to explain, but we are their family. So it's hard not to. And plus, I just, my family and friends, they make me who I am.
Yeah.
I am because they are. Yeah.
And, you know, now that you even mentioned that, today we're having a conversation about, you know, like, women figures in our lives and what they have done in terms of, you know, the woman that we are today.
Yeah.
So what would you say those female figures in your life have done for you to mold you into the woman that you are today?
No, if it's one thing I lack, it's confidence. Yeah, I may seem like very bubbly, but if it's one thing I lack is confidence. I just hide it well, and that is and that is because of the woman that I have in my life. They always, if it's one thing they do, is they pour into me. They always, it's like, "Bunny girl, you got this.
You can do this.
You are that girl. You know what I mean?" So I can't help but believe it, because
they believe it about you.
Yeah, they believe it about me.
I think that is exceptionally deep, my man.
Yeah.
Like, because you're saying you're hiding it well. Like, there's no way I would have known, or we would have known, that you have.
Had you not said it.
Had you not said it, yeah. I promise you. You've always been this, not necessarily happy. Happy doesn't really just define confidence. But I'm just saying, like, you've always been bold. You know, like, I would rather have you on my side when we have to go on a mission. Because I know Bunny's going to be in it.
Yeah, she got this.
She got this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that is incredible. I thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, you know, it's the thing of, you know, when you feel like you're not doing enough. Hmm. Like, I always feel like I'm not doing enough. And it's you know how they say, it's true when they say comparison is a thief of joy.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. It's the same can be said about me and how I feel about myself a lot. Like, it's, and I blame me, because I go out there and I make friends that I try and make friends that are way smarter than me. I never ever befriend anybody who I cannot learn anything from. And then it's a thing of, damn, you're freaking amazing. You are killing it in your careers. Like, you are doing amazing. And then I go back and I'm like,
and then you have that self fight. That,
yeah, she's doing this at her work, and she's doing this for the community, and she's doing this. Like, girl, what are you doing?
Yeah,
you know. And then I'm like, I try and snap out of it. I'm like, and then it's like back to that again. And that's where I, like, every time I'm around people, I try and also, like, you know, shrink myself a little bit, so I'm not like, Because now it's like the spotlight will be on me. And then it's like, okay, so Fanny, tell us about yourself.
What do you do? Yeah, yeah.
So what do you do?
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
And in inverted commas, you are not on that level of what they do and so on.
Exactly. But
I think, you know, a lot of women also, just to add on to what Bunny's saying, a lot of women can definitely relate to that. I, at times, can, like, I definitely feel that way. So perhaps when it comes to imposter syndrome. Like, how do you navigate through that, especially seeing your work? Bunny, I'm on your Instagram, girl.
Dude, like,
I'm on your Instagram right now. First of all, quality.
Just simple chicken. Just chicken.
Right? Oh. But like, how do you deal with imposter syndrome or even in spaces like that? What makes you recognize your light at the end of it all?
Well, at the end of it all, I you look at yourself in the mirror and you say, look, you are enough.
Yeah.
You are enough. You are doing amazing, sweetie. You know, and you just, like Rihanna, you fake it till you make it.
And you
keep on keeping on. Oh, and mostly staying true to myself.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of times when I watch the other Namibian foodies and I'm like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
Now, why didn't I think of that? And then I think to myself, listen, your style is your style and you stick to that because it works for you, and people love you for that. And people love you for that. The reason why they follow you and the reason why they enjoy what the recipes that you put out is because they are your recipes and they speak to you, you know, and that's what they relate to. So if I try and be like Milk and Honey or Dashing Camilla or Savory Spoon, like, then I will not.
You're taking away your power.
Yeah.
Authenticity is exceptionally important. I promise you that much.
Absolutely.
And that's why, you know, you're out here making that foodie money, bruh. What are you talking about?
No, we see it, honey.
Ah, come on, man.
Listen, there's no money.
You know what? Don't call her. She doesn't have money. Please don't bother.
There is no money at all. But at least we're saying that it's coming.
There's no money. This is all just for clout,
right?
9:24 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We've got Miss Bunny in studio, a fantastic cook and a fantastic personality.
Absolutely.
We'll continue with this conversation in a bit. Stick around.
Yeah.
Next time you're here at the airport, you'll notice it. 2.9 Namibia's Heart and Soul.
Straight to your stereo. 9:26 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. It's Fresh FM with the NSK and Shaquan celebrating International Women's Day, and we've got an incredible woman in studio that is just out here living her life, doing the best that she can.
Yeah.
Living out her passion, but at the same time also securing the bag with her 8 to 5 and just a beautiful personality as a whole. We're talking about no one other than Miss Bunny. Now, there's no way, Bunny, you're going to come to the Fresh Studios and not talk about the food, okay? Just real quick, as we're doing research, there's a couple of stuff that were popping up on you, about you, right? Apparently, you are lactose intolerant.
Yeah, I know, but
how,
every now and then, I you know.
Oh, you.
Something's gotta kill a woman. You wanna taste like, am I still?
Yeah, it might be different right now today.
Have I grown a tolerance for
lactose?
Or let me have.
No, I'm the same way. During the week, I try to avoid as much as I can dairy products, because we're not trying to look all bloated. You know what I mean. Last night though, after church, I was like, I don't care.
Yeah, you're going in.
No, I'm going in with that cheese, man.
I love gelato. Have you been to the Vroomenbrock in Olympia?
In Olympia, that one is lit.
Best.
Gelato. Yeah, that one was the best.
That one went to private school for sure.
Yeah.
whenever I would go record my audio on, I always have to step by and just get something there. Okay, so you are when I got the information, I was like, that's no way.
But how did you know that you were lactose intolerant? You know?
Have you ever had 2 minutes in and it's like, You're like, what's happening to my tummy? What? Like, I'm not hungry.
Yeah.
And it's like getting cramps, and you're like, okay, gotta go.
Yeah.
Excuse me, guys.
Right? Yeah. Yes.
So uncomfortable.
Gotta go. Gotta go, guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's just amazing sometimes, yeah. You know, when you get to know people and when you hear their stories. I mean, you don't hear these things every day.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Something real quick. What is a love box?
I actually don't get to make those anymore. But,
okay.
But a love box, so it's an expression of, it's love made, like food made, like love made edible.
Okay. Oh, love made edible.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you want,
I like that.
So if you wanted to show a love, and it doesn't have to be romantic love. It can be platonic.
Yeah.
Can be your mom, can be your pastor at church, and just wanted to like show them some love, some appreciation, and then so you get them a love box. And we pretty much we tailor make it to everything that they love. If they love sausage, or they love a certain type of cookie, or they love, you know, they're a breakfast person, and then we make that for them. So, you know.
Okay, but like, why don't you make them anymore? Oh, it's just like the ingredients, the demands.
Like, no, it's 8 to 5.
Yeah.
Well, 8 to 5, and then I also moved to Chibarongo, and it sort of just sort of died down because Chibarongo peeps.
Yeah, no. It's not Bantu.
Yeah.
It's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. I mean, no people are OTT people. Let's just be honest, guys.
No, but like for a business owner, it's not easy, especially thriving in small towns. Because a lot of the times what happens, this is what I noticed when I was in the north, is they prefer to go there to their people.
Yes.
Mm.
And they don't really want to, you know, kind of take in from the outside or whatever. But I hear you.
So I'll try and bring you back. I'll try and see.
Obviously based on order, must not.
Yeah, based on order. Okay. But it's also quite expensive to make. And then I don't make much from it.
That's true.
But we'll see.
Okay, all right. Well, it's 083-000-1029. That's if you want to send a voice note or two. I know that we've got a couple of fans that fan your work.
Yeah.
Wow. You have to tell us about Brila. Apparently, Brila, you and Brila, you guys have beef now because she's the new last born.
Who's Brila? Oh, my brother's daughter.
Yes. Because apparently she caught whatever. Yeah,
I was wondering, like,
she's used to all the attention.
Yeah.
Right? Now here comes this 18-month-year-old.
Bro.
You know?
Oh, yeah, it is true. He did have the
dog. So you have, it's one of those, like, you know, my brother is my SOS, like, he's my 911.
Yeah.
If I have a gig and they're not paying on time, but they need me to deliver, but I'm also broke, I don't have, you know. He's like,
your
Thaddeus. And he, like, he doesn't, no questions asked. All I have to say
just
is,
make
like,
it happen,
And then this little four-legged or two-legged person thing came along, and it's like, listen, I love you, but you're kind of cutting it.
The budget is taken
the
already.
The budget is. Because now every time you ask, it's like, yeah, I know, but Brian, I'm like, first of all, we didn't even discuss this human being, okay?
Yeah, I was not part of the party.
Yeah, I was. Did you guys even ask me how I felt?
Yes.
Like, you know, like.
Go through family therapy to integrate her in.
Yeah.
But she's cute. She's walking now. I know. And she's got like the thickest, she's got her father's fingers, like.
Yeah.
And she's got like this really thick fingers. And I'm just like, oh. And when she sleeps, guys.
And it's, you know what, let me tell you something, those are moments
that
child. Make you broody.
Yeah,
it's those little moments. Yeah,
that child sleeps throughout the night.
Yeah,
she sleeps in every single degree angle. Like one moment her feet like are on your face, and just when you think, okay,
it's in your ribs,
this girl, okay, we're good now, before you know it, her face is on your belly, and then the legs are on the other side. And she's like a, I don't know what, she's like the way she runs on the bed, like she crawls on the bed before, like you need to be vigilant. Even in your sleep, you're like,
yeah, you gotta,
you're dreaming of the money, like of the bag, getting the bag. You also like to think of Briella, like, okay, like where is she now? Because at any moment, she could just like she could fall off the bed and But she's cute. She's cute. I love her.
Speaking of which.
Good morning. No, no, for someone very truly special to me, who's my young sister, Andone. She's always been there for me like a fly. Maybe not. Well, making sure that everyone, everything and everyone is taken care of. For example, in my case, anything that has to do with catering, I give her the specifications. Sometimes I'm a bit too picky, but her kindness and willingness to help never fails to amaze me. She always comes through. Now we have had many fun times, but one funny moment that sticks out is when she tried making pap and it didn't turn out so well, and the whole house teasingly called her Kambombo. But honestly, it just made us love and appreciate her more, because after that Kambombo, which is semi-ready cooked pap, transformed her into becoming this star chef, our very own bunny in the kitchen, showing us her amazing skills and making us laugh. Andone, you are truly wonderful. You are full of life and love. Even though crowds aren't your thing sometimes, your warm heart truly touches everyone around you. Something you probably don't know is that sometimes she prefers her own space, and that's okay, because when she does share her time with us, it's always special. So to my amazing sister, thank you for being an incredible person that you are. I'm grateful for every moment with you, and I admire your talents, and most importantly, your generous heart. And by the way, Briella is coming to sleep over. Love you.
Yeah. Family, man. What does family mean to you?
I mean,
family, man, they hold us together, hey?
Yeah, I know.
Because the two of you guys have such a special relationship, especially the two of you.
Yeah, I know. And just so you know how much my brother means to me, I remember there was a time when I went, I'm not going to talk about the heartbreak, but I was going through a breakup, but it was just bad. So he booked me a flight ticket to Cape Town. So I went with my friend Molenga, and we were in Cape Town. It's like, listen, if you're going to cry, you're going to cry in Cape Town.
In Cape Town.
So that's my brother. That's who my brother is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And look, I love and appreciate him a lot.
And that's why we're doing this, Bunny. We make sure that extraordinary people like you know that you're appreciated. We make sure that people like you know that people like us see that you're extraordinary.
Yeah.
And what you mentioned earlier about the confidence and so on, we don't know those things and we don't even care about it, to be honest. We see the extraordinary person that is there in front of us, and clearly your support system also sees it.
Yeah. But, you know, because, you know, the thing is, like, maybe from, you know, sister to a sister, woman to woman, especially in this really beautiful day, understand your power. Because there's so many women out there that look up to you. And you should never feel like you're insignificant, that you're not enough, because you're all that and so much more. Because there's so many women that look up to you. Mm-hmm. And just the way that you are. Like, you don't have to be like anyone else. You don't have to speak like anyone else. Show up like anybody else. But just as Bunny. Always remember that.
Now everybody thinks I'm a punk.
I'm right there with you, girl.
But you know what? I think the tears will continue flowing.
Kazo, through the years, you have been more than just a cousin to me. You have been a true friend. And your presence in my life has brought so much joy and laughter. And I'm eternally grateful for the bond that you and I share. Our memories together are truly a treasure. And I will cherish each and every one of them, like from our adventures to our late night conversations to us buying alcoholic drinks by mistake. Honestly, I wouldn't trade any of those moments for anything in this world. Today, I just want to express my deepest love and affection for you. You know that I don't always express my feelings, so for me to do this for you, you truly mean so, so much to me. Bunny, you're not just family. You're someone I can count on no matter what. No matter the distance or time that separates us, you hold a very, very special place in my heart, and I promise to cherish and nurture our bond always. Thank you for being such an incredible cousin and for bringing so much love and happiness into my life. I love you so, so much, Kazo. Have a pleasant day ahead.
That's Sophia.
Yeah.
One of your favorite cousins.
Yeah, no.
Tell us about Sophie. Oh, wait, I just made that up.
She's a real one.
No.
Yeah, you can also call it Sophie.
Yeah.
You call it Tuilika.
Tuilika, okay.
Oh, she's amazing. She's one of my really smart cousins. Oh, she's an the Einstein of the family.
Okay.
But she's also like, I remember one of my 911s. Tuilika.
Tell us a time when you knew or realized that Sophia was your person.
Okay. Yo, guys, you guys are going to think this heartbreak was or this breakup was so bad. But you know what? So we're on a intercity bus going to the north, right?
Yeah.
And so now this is like a breakup over the phone. It's like, listen, we're done. And now we have to go to the north. And she was just like, Kazo, it's okay. You know? It's not the end of the world.
Mm.
We're going to go home. We're going to go see Oma. Mm. We have so many other people who love you.
Yeah.
And who are deserving of your love. So you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
And on the way, she would ask, okay, do you want us to cry now? Or are we going to cry in Tumeb? And I would laugh.
Yeah.
And really, like, every time I cried, she would cry with me. And I'm like, but
it's not even your story.
It's not even your story. It's like, it's like I'm heartbroken because you're heartbroken.
Yeah.
And that's how I know. Mm. And it's, you know, you can call wherever you call her, she will always answer.
Yeah.
She will always answer and she will always show up in whatever way or form. She will show up. She's all the way in Rospina, by the way.
Oh, no, she's in Rospina.
She
didn't even tell me that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yo, she's in Rospina.
She's in Rospina. And so, but she will always show up.
Mm.
Yeah.
Bunny, I adore you. Happy International Women's Day. Phenomenal lady. You inspire my foodie love every day. Ms. Bunny, my number one food fluencer. That comes from Leonora. Mm. Told you, I've got
that. Oh, I love it. I love Leonora.
And
she's like, she's always calling in.
Yeah.
I say Bunny listens to our show.
Come on. But listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Bunny is live on Instagram, and I'm going through everyone or the list of people who are tuning in, the comments that are coming in, and man, girl, you are loved.
I love them right back.
There we go.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law, she's like, Brilla is coming. It's coming over the weekend to discuss the radio interview, she said.
Yeah. You're talking about her over here. You think we're not listening?
If you're not listening, man, I'm going to love this family dynamics. What are your final words, OC? Maybe just even to your family, to your fans. Please accept that you've got fans. Please. I don't know. Like, I always get this feeling that you don't want to accept that you have fans. Yeah. And we've had this argument
before.
These
are my colleagues.
My colleagues, Vato.
Yeah, we're fans. Yeah,
they really adore your work. Your final words, Macy?
Listen, when it's all said and done, just always remain true to yourself. And listen, NSK, I know you want me to also talk to the gents, but...
No, this was for you guys. So go for it.
I am... I am talking to my ladies.
Yeah.
What happened to my Instagram now? Okay. I'm talking to my ladies, and I just want to say that I admire the remarkable, incredible, strong, resilient woman that you guys are. Women are gorgeous, eh?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no.
Yo.
Snacks at every corner.
Hi.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, no, let me not even get into that. But yeah. Continue lifting each other up in light and positivity, and just continue breaking barriers and being, you know. And let's get that.
Yeah, let's get that bag.
Get that bag.
Come on.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I don't want to be this person, but to everyone who's listening right now, I know famous people and you don't.
Yeah. Yeah. And plus,
famous people.
And plus, this famous person,
yes,
brought us food.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
And no, we didn't invite you because we wanted the free food. We genuinely wanted to celebrate you. That's so.
And plus, I was supposed to be here. Last year already.
Yeah. But we was not
alive. I wanted food, bro. Yeah. I mean, I love you, girl. You know that, right? Yeah. But.
Ms. Bunny, thank you so much for your time.
Yes.
We will keep an eye on you. You are an inspiration to this country.
Absolutely.
Especially the fact that all of us are stuck. We are all into food. Mm. Bachelors like myself that need to improve on this craft.
Mommy like me that doesn't cook anymore.
Anymore. Oh. Yesterday, no, but guy.
You're already doing so much.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know how moms do it.
Yeah.
Because I don't really have kids, and I can't even, like, my life is like a mess. So I'm just like, I can just imagine what it's like to have like a little one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you still have like the 8 to 5, you have like the hustle.
And the school.
And the school.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Church.
Church.
Non-existing life.
Yeah. Whoa, I know I'm single. I don't know why he does this all the time. Guys, please. You know what? It's fine.
Girl.
I'm waiting for my wealthy, rich husband. Please, killer. Yes. Oh, yes.
Handsome, kind.
Yes.
Handsome, kind.
Generous.
And generous and very rich. Yes. But mostly kind.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to be a kind man. That's
keep
all.
Thriving. We see you. We celebrate you. We love you. You're always going to be a friend of the brand.
I'm
brand, but us first.
Of course,
yes. 9:45 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. The team is out at Vinegar Country Club at the 15th tee. That's the Fresh FM team. Paula's there. Shares is there. Jane K is there. Towa's there. Hendrina's there. We'll talk to Jane K in a bit just to find out what the situation is on the ground.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.